Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, you're going to be glad you did be with me because we got Pamela Danziger back on the show. Pam is the founder of Unity Marketing, which is a consulting firm that specializes in what consumers are up to. And she's written a number of books on the topic, including one of them is Shopping. That's the one I'm holding in my hand, Why We Love It. All of us don't love it, but some of us do. And then the other one is Let Them Eat Cake. And then the other one is Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. And I think there's even a new book coming out real soon. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. Yes, and I'm going to be hopefully working on that. It's called Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. And
putting the Lux Back in Luxury.
Yes, because luxury has changed. It used to be what everyone aspired to, and today it's almost like a dirty word.
Right.
So, but it really puts.
Is it still that way? Are the swells really still having trouble spending money?
Well, you know, things have slowed down a lot. I mean, and that's one of the biggest challenges when it comes to brands or to companies or to small businesses that target the more affluent. But you know, the fact is, like you mentioned with Alan Greenspan, 20% of the population in this country spends 40 to 45% of all consumer spending. So I don't care where you think you are in the food chain, you are selling to affluent consumers, and that's really what you have to know.
I mentioned that in the previous segment that folks that I was listening to Alan Greenspan on television today, and he said, it's what he said. He said 20% of which meaning the top 20%, the high end end folks, buy. He basically said half. I think he corrected it to 45%. But basically, half of the money that's spent is spent by 1/5 of the people.
It's exactly right. And so, you know, they're important to everyone, and you can't say I don't serve them. And all you have to do is take a look out in your parking lots, because there are an awful lot of Mercedes, you know, sitting there next to. To the small, you know, the 10-year-old cars like I drive.
Well, let's talk about those guys for a minute, because see, this fits perfectly with one of the main concepts that I try to get across to small business owners. There are plenty of people out there who are willing to pay extra for customization to save them time, because you know their name and you anticipate a little bit about what they want. They walk in, they're happy that they don't see 1,000 people in your building.
They
like being able to drive right up to your door. They like it when you follow up with them and say, hey, you asked me about this thing last time. We have some of those in, because you save them time. They like that, don't they? And they're willing to pay for it.
Well, I mean, there's no question. I mean, and that's what, you know, my whole concept of the new book is putting the lux back in luxury. It's putting the value where people really, you know, are willing to pay extra money. But, you know, you've really got to, people aren't willing to pay extra for something that's irrelevant to them.
Right, right.
But they are willing to pay extra when it, you know, and they know, you know, things do cost money. But it's like, you really have to understand your consumer. Like, I'm doing interviews now for the new book. And one of the things that was interesting is that I was talking to one retailer, and they were telling me that, you know, their whole point of view, I mean, the big thing that they were offering their customer, and it sounded silly to me, and I think it's going to sound silly to your audience, too, is they said that when they present the product to the consumer, when they want to look at something, because it's a, you know, it's in a case, they hand it to them in an Asian style with their palms up, and they hand it out to them. But you know what I say is, like, if I've got to pay $500 extra to get the product handed to me and with the palms up, it ain't worth it to me. So I'm sitting here thinking, this is nuts. Because
don't underestimate how little details do make people feel special.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that they don't.
I'm not saying that's worth $500.
But I do think
that the way you treat people, attention to details, the way you remembering their name, different little things like that, people notice that, and see the beauty of what we're talking about, Pam, is big companies can't do what we're talking about.
Oh no.
And that, therefore, that's how small, I mean, you don't see, well, I know that there's Neiman's and some of those guys, but when you see the rich people buying ridiculously expensive clothes and things like that, they don't buy those from the department stores. They buy them from small companies.
Oh, absolutely. And that, you know, that is one of the things that we found in our latest luxury tracking, that department stores are really off. But again, it's like that people are getting the services they want, but they want that value, and they don't want to pay extra for things that are irrelevant.
Right.
So you really have to understand. And I think, you know, making that personal connection is so much more important than the, I mean, handing the product to the person, that's part of the, you know, that's part of the whining and dining. But again, that isn't, if that's all you got, that isn't enough to
right.
make the difference.
Well, the what you've got is the minimum. That's the threshold stuff.
Yeah.
Because they know that you've got it or they wouldn't be there.
Right.
So just
right.
having that is not enough. You've got, because other people have that.
Right.
You've got to find a way to create an experience for them
right.
because a diamond is just a diamond.
Right.
Right? I mean, it's...
Exactly.
Everybody's got them.
And it's generic. We know
right.
one of the other things that's come out so clear, and it's really important for business people to understand, is that the luxury, the view of luxury and what people are willing to spend and pay for has changed dramatically since 2006, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So people have come back to their senses, and they are really evaluating it. And, you know, I'm finding that some of the people, some of the companies that I'm interviewing now, they want to keep selling the old 2006 luxury.
They still don't get it, do they?
No.
They don't realize that the world has changed, do they?
Right. So what their answer to the their solution to their decline businesses is to move up the food chain, is to go to higher income people.
Ah.
So if they used to serve, you know, people that were making $150,000, now their answers go to people making $250,000. But you know, there's a fatal flaw in that strategy because there's so many fewer people
right.
the higher
right.
you go,
right.
and there's more competition there.
And they already know who they're. And the truth is, when you get to that level, they don't come to you, you go to them.
Exactly. So the thing that I think that we have to do as business people is we have to really continue to look at our own business and our own business models and the way we're thinking and continue to revise and continue be willing to make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's what I see as being, because, you know, everybody can go find, you know, if your market changes, you can go chase after it.
Right.
But I think that's the loser's way. It's like you ought to be there
well, you gotta
and change for your new market.
Wayne Gretzky said the key to his success was learning how to skate where the puck was going.
Exactly.
Not skating to where it is now.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought, Pam Danziger.
Okay.
She and I will be right back. We'll take a quick break. Her book is called Shopping. I think that's the last one, isn't it, Pam? And then she's got a new one out called Putting Lux in Luxury. That's coming out real soon. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out the blog, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, the knowledge base. AskJim.biz is right there. And our poll question. Don't forget the poll question, which is right on the homepage on the right side. Just go over there and answer the question. Click submit, and it will instantaneously show you how your vote counted. And how you rank with everybody else. Are you with the majority or not? And so you can find that all out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Pam Danziger is our guest. She's the author of a number of books on what consumers are doing, especially what the high-end shopper is doing, including the book called Shopping and Let Them Eat Cake and Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. Pam, tell us how we can find you and your books.
Okay, well, visit me at www.unitymarketingonline.com or just Google me.
Yeah.
I come right up.
Danziger.
Exactly.
Pamela N. Danziger.
Yeah.
Pam, we're talking about, you were telling us that that even though the consumer, the high-end consumer, maybe is coming back a little bit, they're still not throwing money away. And they're not wasting anything. They're looking for more value.
Exactly.
But recently, it seems that consumer confidence has taken a little bit of a hit, overall consumer confidence.
Yeah, it did. I mean, the Conference Board just came out with their consumer confidence number, and it went down after 3 months of rising. And that's a big series. That takes an awful lot of wind out of people's sails.
Yeah.
We're doing our survey next week. We'll start it right after the holiday weekend, and I have a feeling that we're going to see the same thing. And you're affected. Your attitudes are affected by things that you see going on. And we were just talking about this Gulf Coast oil.
Right, the BP debacle.
Exactly, and it's like there's no end in sight.
There's always. It just seems like in any given year, Pam, there are always things you can look around and see that are ugly and hateful.
Right.
But it seems like we've got more than our share right now, and that's just taking a toll on people, isn't it?
It sure is, because I mean, think about the Exxon Valdez. That happened in some sort of little bay. I mean, while it hurt that area, it wasn't like the Gulf where so many of us. I can't eat. I'm disappointed because I can't eat seafood anymore. At least I don't believe I can.
Yeah.
Even though they say you can, but I mean.
Yeah, you can. You just have to know where it comes from. But it's all more expensive now.
Yeah.
Because the price has gone up, and God help those small business owners on the coast down there.
That's right.
All the fishermen and the hospitality businesses and the restaurants and hotels and the all the tour guys. I mean, this is their time of year.
Right.
They make their year right now.
That's right. And this is going to be.
It's going to cost a lot of small businesses
for years to come.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. So. Yeah, I mean, so I feel that those are going to be factors that are going to, and the question of the debt crisis and how much money we're spending. I mean,
mm-hmm.
You can't spend your as least.
So how do we, the main thing though that we have to realize, Pam, is these things are with us.
Yes.
They're not going away. But you and I plan on opening our doors January 1, 2011 and 2012. How do we make sure we do that?
Well, as I said, I think one of the first things we need to do is keep your eye on your consumer and really read the tea leaves.
Don't we need to talk to them? Don't we need to ask them more than just, can I help you? Don't we need to talk to them and engage them on what's on their mind and find out what they want?
Well, absolutely. And that the last thing you want to do is, may I help you? I mean,
yeah.
You really need to, engage people in a dialogue about what's really
what would be important. An alternative. Let's land on that for a second. What would be an alternative? I hate it when people say, can I help you? You know what I tell people when they say, can I help you? I tell them, I'm just shoplifting.
Yeah.
I do that. No, I swear to you, that's my wife. My wife crawls into a corner.
Yeah.
I say, I'm just shoplifting.
Yeah.
And they look at me like, and it's funny how you get all kinds of different responses, but that's the dumbest thing in the world to ask somebody.
It is.
What should you ask them?
Well, I think what you should do is you should find something that excites you in your, if we're talking about retail, in your store. So maybe it's a new pair of shoes that just came in, or something, a new outfit, or whatever it is that you've got. It's like, have you seen? You should go down and see what we've got in aisle three.
But how about this? Good morning. I'm so glad you came in. Can I show you something? If you got just a minute, I want to show you something over here. We just got this in, and I don't know if it's what you're interested in, but I just wanted to show it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you're excited about it. They're going to get excited about it. Nobody is not going to go with you when you ask them that.
Exactly. If it's true, and you're smiling from your heart, and you're smiling with your eyes, but too few people, don't make that effort. And the other thing that I think is so important, particularly with retail, is capturing the names of your customers.
Oh, yeah, and their contact information.
And I see so few retailers utilizing the power of their mailing list, the power of their email list, to invite people back. Because, I walk into all kinds of stores, and I forget them. But yet, I would, if I got an invitation of a store, I remember them, and that was a nice, they had interesting things, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'd go back in. And
if you're not capturing the information that Pam's talking about, folks, ultimately, eventually, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, maybe 3 years from now, your phone will stop ringing and your cash register will stop jingling.
Exactly. But it's not just capture it, it's really do something.
You have to connect with them.
Yeah, you've got to.
And more and more people are expecting you to do that, aren't they?
They certainly are. That's the name of the game today.
Hey, Pam, give us the website one more time, please.
UnityMarketingOnline.com.
Check it out. Your books are there, too, right?
And yes, my books are there, too. And have a happy holiday this week.
Thanks,
weekend.
Pam, for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I will be, too, but it'll be right after this next break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.